We're glad you've joined us on Songs of Praise, musical reflection to encourage your heart.
my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days,
but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood.
Glory to His name.
Songs of Praise continues with more inspirational music.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's scene. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light, a light that I might see, and the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me o'er. If it wasn't for that old lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I thank God way anymore. Ain't no use of it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light from that old
could pray and sing.
Only a boy named David, only a little brook.
Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took.
And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round.
And round and round and round and round
and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air,
and the giant came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling down,
tumbling down, came tumbling down.
Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing. Only a boy named David, only a little brook.
Only a boy named David, but five little stones he took.
And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round.
And round and round and round and round and round and round and round.
And one little stone went up in the air,
and the giant came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling, 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 tumbling down. Have you a heart that's weary, tending a load of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear?
Do you know?
Cry. comes, our glorious King, all his ransomed home to bring. Then anew this song we'll sing. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Shelter in the time of scorn, secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shelter in the time of storm. A shelter in the time of storm.
Join us again next time on Songs of Praise, brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio, to enjoy more uplifting music.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, The Lost is Now Found. Philippians chapter 4, verses 19 and 20 says, My God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. My wife and I went camping by the river with another couple. Toward evening, we went birding. So I could better use my binoculars, I removed my glasses and put them in my shirt pocket with the right earpiece hanging out. As we walked among the bushes by the sandy bank of the river, we saw some amazing birds, parrots, sunbirds, paradise flycatchers, and many more. Around dark, we returned to our bug tents to cook a meal and go to sleep. I reached into my pocket and pulled out my glasses. but when I tried to put them back on, they would not stay on my face. The right earpiece was missing. To find it in the dark among bushes and sand with only a flashlight sounded nearly impossible. But we knew that God knew where it was and asked him to help us. After a short period of searching, my wife spotted it. It was indeed very difficult to spot like a stick among sticks. We took a picture to remember how camouflaged it was and how God cares about even the little things. A reflection associated with this story comes from Steps to Christ, page 100. Nothing that in any way concerns our peace is too small for him to notice. There is no chapter in our experience too dark for him to read. There is no perplexity too difficult for him to unravel. No calamity can befall the least of his children. No anxiety harass the soul. No joy cheer. No sincere prayer escape the lips of which our Heavenly Father is unobservant, or in which he takes no immediate interest. The Lost is Now Found was submitted by American Christian Ministries. American Christian Ministries has been maintaining the integrity of the Three Angels' messages since 1975. You can visit AmericanChristianMinistries.org for more information.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
The next psalm I would like to share with you is Psalm 115. Idols are pointless, but God is majestic. We do not serve any glory, O Lord, but you shall be praised because of your mercy and truth. Why should the nations exclaim, "Where has their God gone?" Our God is in the heavens, and he does what he sees best, whereas the gods of mankind are of silver or gold, merely what man's hands have made. They have what appears to be a mouth, but they cannot speak. They have eyes formed in their head, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they hear nothing. They have a nose, but they cannot smell. They even have hands, but cannot use them, and feet to stand on, but they cannot walk, nor can their throat make any sound. Those who make these idols are very much like them, as is everyone who puts their trust in metal, stone, or wood. Hear now, O Israel, be sure to trust in the Lord. He is your helper and your protector. All you priests of the line of Aaron, put your confidence in God, for he is your helper and your protector. All you who reverence the Lord, depend upon him all your lives, for he is your helper and your protector. The Lord has a place in his heart for us. He will prosper us, the people of Israel and the line of Aaron. God will bless those who reverence him, whether they are insignificant or the great of the earth. May the Lord make your families and all you have prosper under his blessing. May his blessing be upon you, the choice gifts of our great Creator God. The starry heavens and the place where he dwells are the Lord's, but he has given the earth as a home for his children. Those in the grave cannot praise the Lord. Those who go down to the grave are totally silent. But we who are alive will bless the Lord while we can, both now and for as long as we live. Praise the Lord.